Hello, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're in the Gospel of Mark. I mentioned a couple days ago, this is a quick gospel in the sense that it is very immediate. The word immediately is in Greek, is there all the time. So it's very fast-paced, fast action. And we jump right to, in chapter one, we jump right to John the Baptist and then right to Jesus calling his disciples. And we've already, that's just in the first 20 verses. So today I'm reading chapter one, verses 21 through 45 in the World English Bible. And this is what it says. They went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught. They were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as having authority and not as the scribes. Immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Ha! What have we to do with you, Jesus, you Nazarene? Have you come to destroy us? I know you who you are." That's a funny phraseology. The Holy One of God. Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." The unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching? For with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." The report of Jesus went out immediately, everywhere, into all the regions of Galilee and its surrounding areas. Immediately when they had come out of the synagogue, they came into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's wife's mother lay sick with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. He came and took her by the hand and raised her up. The fever left her immediately, and she served him. At evening, when the sun had set, they brought to him also all who were sick and those who were possessed by demons. All the city was gathered together at the door. He healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. He didn't allow the demons to speak because they knew him. Early in the morning, while it was still dark, he rose up and went out and departed into a deserted place and prayed there. Simon and those who were with him searched for him. They found him and told him, "Everyone is looking for you." He said to them, "Let's go elsewhere into the next towns that I may preach there also, because I came out for this reason." He went into their synagogues throughout all Galilee, preaching and casting out demons. A leper came to him, begging him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, "If you want to, you can make me clean." Being moved with compassion, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I want to be made clean." When he had said this, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was made clean. He strictly warned him and immediately sent him out and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anybody, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing the things which Moses commanded for a testimony to them." But he went out and began to proclaim it much and to spread about the manner, so that Jesus could no more openly enter into a city, but was outside in desert places. People came to him from everywhere. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, how powerful and beautiful it would be to be healed of leprosy. How powerful and beautiful it would be to be oppressed by demonic presence and to be delivered and set free. I think so many times I read these stories because I've read them so many times, but I forget how radical they are, how your life was one way and now it's another way. And the in-between fulcrum of that is the touch of you, Jesus. And so, Lord, I pray for my friends who are sick today. I pray for my friends who are oppressed. I pray for my friends who are battling things that are seemingly too big for them. And I pray you'd be the fulcrum. I pray that you'd be the one that reaches out and touches them and heals them. Lord, we're going to walk with a limp on this earth. Not everything is going to be perfect here on earth, but there will come a day when you wipe every tear from our eyes and all will be well and all manner of life shall be well. But right now, Lord, we're in the in-between. We're in the now and the not yet. And we need your presence. We need your experience. We need your love. We need your grace. We need your forgiveness. We need all of you. We just need you, Lord. So would you be with us today? We need to know that you see us. We need to know that you are walking beside us. I pray this in Jesus' beautiful name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you know someone out there who is struggling, would you forward this podcast to them? I'm not saying that to build my empire. I could care less about my empire. There's no empire. The empire I'm interested in is the kingdom of God and being able to help people who may need to know that someone out there is praying for them.